Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Doug Haldeman Show. I am producer Tom Turbrock. And guys, I want to congratulate you. I didn't realize it was the 150th show, so next week I'm bringing champagne. But no, that is really strong. A lot of shows don't go past about 20, and you guys are on a roll, and it's just going to keep growing and growing. And we're glad you're here at FM News Talk 97.1. We're proud to have you here. And now back to Doug Haldeman in the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios.
Very good. Appreciate that introduction.
No problem.
It's been a very fun 150 shows.
It has been a blast, man. Why? Because you guys are cool. Wow. And they're the real deal, folks. They care. They want to help people out. That's the bottom line.
Well, our following has just grown tremendously over the years, and we always appreciate all the support that people have given us.
Amen.
On and off the air. So it's definitely been good. And Tom, definitely. Always appreciate your support. So want to welcome back to the studio with Tammy Haldeman, my wife, here
Thank
with me, of course.
You.
And also want to bring back, we have Scott Schaffman from Cornerstone Mortgage and Kim Anderson from Berkshire Hathaway. Welcome, guys.
Thank you
guys.
For having me.
So, guys, we wanted to talk about the four necessary reality checks before you list a home.
Yeah. And I really wanted to have you guys in on this because, you know, we can talk about it, but you guys deal with this on a regular basis. So, you know, and Kim, you probably could agree with me, it's pretty scary for some people to just list their house because the fear of the unknown of what they can get out of their home. Are they going to make enough to pay what they owe? All of that are fear factors for people, I would imagine.
Well, and you know that people have chatted with neighbors. They've cyber-stalked comparable properties online. Cyber-stalked.
Doug does that a lot. Let me just tell y'all.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
I know, right?
Well, and you know that your home may be on the upper end of the price spectrum, but people want to get in there and research it. And people may admit that it has its faults, but you know, you want to ensure that you would sell it for the top dollar. And that's where we need to get into what's it going to take.
And how many times, Kim, do you deal with somebody overpricing their home?
Really not that often. Most people listen to the advice. There are a few. I always tell them what I think it's worth, what a fair value is, what I would want to list it at. And then they tell me they're the final boss. They have the final say-so there. And I'll go with what they think. But then that gives me the opportunity in 2 to 3 weeks to say, this is why we're not getting any showings.
Right.
So people that overprice tend to bring it back down after a couple of weeks.
All right.
They think you're going to test the market.
Right.
So we have a reality check. Check number one, if you're going to sell your house. And Kim, if you disagree with any of these, we want your feedback in all of this. But we found that if your kitchen and your master bedroom need to be upgraded, that could be a factor.
That could be. And it's not, that doesn't mean that everybody has to go in and do a complete overhaul on their kitchen or bath. There are ways to do it inexpensively to make it show better. And that's what I'm there to help them do.
And your advice on, like, Formica counters versus granite, what would you advise?
It depends on the price range and the area of the home.
Okay.
Right, so what standard for that area is going to determine whether they should do that or not?
Absolutely.
If nobody has granite countertops, everybody has normal Formica countertops, then that's probably what they should stick with.
Right, and not spend the money on the granite.
But, right, because if they can go ahead and upgrade to something like that, but they're not going to get their money back out of it.
That's right.
Okay, it may make it a little more marketable.
Right.
Reality check number two, Tammy.
All right. Your home is cluttered and it's scaring off buyers. So I would imagine, because you've talked to us before about home staging, I'm guessing this is quite a problem sometimes.
It is for most people because we don't see the clutter that we live in.
Right.
You get used to it being around.
They're proud of their salt and pepper shaker collection.
Their collections and the pictures. The pictures on every wall space and every counter. And absolutely. So, I mean, you know, I'm tactful about it. And I just tell them that, you know, we need to do this. We need to do that. And people usually
listen,
you know.
That's
and
good.
I offer to help a lot of times. I mean, some older people are not able to pack things up and are very overwhelmed with it. So sometimes it's just getting there and helping them get started.
So, Scott, do you have any collections going on in your house?
Me personally, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, but...
He's collecting little girls. Yeah, little girls and pink toys.
Oh.
Layla and Gabrielle, I have to give them props.
There you go. There you go.
You know, nothing clutters a house more than kids' toys.
Oh, yeah.
I remember there's a point where my goal one weekend was to go from being knee-deep in toys to being ankle-deep in toys. And I did it.
Yes.
And now we've gotten past that. And
yeah, because they don't know I throw stuff away.
Right, right. It just disappears.
I give away. They don't
no idea.
Miss it.
It's left on the floor.
Don't.
It's gone.
They
don't. Well, one of my favorite things about video games, actually, is it doesn't take up any space. You can clutter your Minecraft server up all you want, but it's not going to clutter our house up.
Right.
It doesn't take a lot of space. I like that. All right. Reality check number three, Tammy.
Yeah. You need to keep up with the Joneses. So, Scott, what do you think?
Well, let's be specific what this means, because I don't know that that's real clear. Because I think that if you're selling the old Queen Anne home with little to no storage space, okay, anticipate what a modern family's needs are and consider adding a hall closet or a linen closet or even building out an armoire or something like that. That can push a buyer that's teetering on the maybe yes, maybe no.
Okay.
Do you guys see that as something that could become important with some neighborhoods that maybe have some homes that there's some functional obsolescence?
I would have him ask Kim.
Yep. Kim, what do you think?
Oh, way to throw
that's
me
great,
under the bus.
Great advice, though.
They want to know about the financing. Scott will jump in there.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
When it comes to what do you do at home, that's your territory.
Right. So if someone comes to you, Kim, and says, they feel like they have to do all these improvements or whatever, would you send them to Scott right away and say, hey, you need to get a loan on your home? Or what would your advice be on that?
No, I would not do that. I would have them do what they can do to improve their property and get top dollar for their property without making it a whole new home. I mean, that's there are a lot of things that a seller can do to improve the looks of their home that don't cost a lot of money. Unless they have a bathroom from, 1920, then then I might say let's get a new vanity in here and at least spruce it up a little bit.
I'm going to chime in here real quick. We moved about a year ago, and I would say about 15 months ago, we had Kim come to our house, and she told us what we needed to do, and we listened to her, and when we went ahead and we did everything that she had recommended, and when we listed the house, we had an offer on the first day
on
the market, full asking price.
Woohoo!
So
that's pretty cool.
It's very, very important to make
they
sure
listened. They listened. They were wonderful sellers.
My wife listened.
So the bottom line is listen to your real estate agent.
Absolutely.
Bottom line is listening to Kim Anderson.
I stand corrected.
In case you just joined us, you'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. So we're talking about the reality checks that you need before you list your home. And number four reality check, Tammy.
Your home has problem areas. And so you want to kind of go into that, Doug, a little bit?
All right. So, the problem areas, this is where I actually have always gotten a home inspection on my home before I list it, because that'll tell me what some of the problem areas are.
It's a honey-do list.
Well, yeah, it helps create the honey-do list of the things that really need to get fixed before buyers come in. Kim, do you see this a lot?
I don't see a lot of sellers doing it. We would like more sellers to do it.
Oh. Right. Not a true home inspection, but you do see the problem areas in them.
They have their punch list and they go through and do some things. I do want to say, carpet is a cheap fix.
Sure.
I will say, if they have old flooring or old carpeting, I work with a few different companies that allows them to have that all done, and they pay at closing, which is a beautiful thing. Just home warranty, they pay at closing for the home warranty as well.
Nice.
And they have some what we call realtor beige, just as it looks nice, and they also have some nice laminates now that are very affordable.
That's a good to know.
Well, that's definitely a great service. So we're gonna have to wrap it up here, and I really appreciate you guys coming and spending your Sunday afternoon with us.
Awesome.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
Thank you so much, Doug, real quick, for having us on your 150th show. What an
honor. What an
honor.
Thank you very much.
It's been fun. If you'd like to look at the blog post from this, download the material, visit DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. And I'll make sure information for Scott Schaffman and Kim Anderson on there. Definitely appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you for
having
us.
Thank you.
So just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.